as far as I'm concerned. What's up, people? It's your boy Reese Ross. You are now listening to As Far As I'm Concerned. And today is a special episode. It's the daddy-daughter episode. So I have two very special guests with me today. Girls, introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Layla, and I'm 8 years old.
I'm Reagan, and I'm 11.
And if you can't figure it out by now because something's wrong with you, these are my two youngest daughters, and they requested to be on the show, and of course, I granted that request. So, little ladies, how y'all doing today?
Good.
Good. So, Reagan.
Yes.
How old are you?
11.
You sure?
Uh-huh. My birthday was in December.
And what grade are you in?
Fifth.
The fifth, really?
Mm-hmm.
Fifth, really.
And Layla?
Third.
What grade are you in?
Third.
Reagan and Layla, how's school going?
Good.
Good. I had SOLs. I had a lot of SOLs.
Me too.
You had a lot?
Like
we had one, and then there was a winter concert that we went to play on, and then I got so mad because I was so tired because the SOLs was the very next day, and we had to do it after broadcast. It is 8 a.m. in the morning, so yeah, it was really, really tired.
What's your, so do y'all like school or no?
Yes.
No.
You don't like school, Layla?
Well, depends on which parts. Like, I like science and readings, but I really like math, but I don't like I like recess and all, but I just don't like social studies and stuff.
I can understand that. What about you, Reagan?
But I do like social studies because we're going to learn about Greek gods, so that's going to be fun.
You are. Do you know anything about it already?
I know.
I know that the spaceship Apollo 11 mission was named after Greek god Apollo.
Cool.
And that's the spaceship Neil Armstrong rode.
Oh,
and
okay.
In summer school, I learned about Achilles' heel. It's a story where, like, when he was a baby and his mom dunked him in water and grabbed his ankle so tight it wouldn't get wet. And then when he was older, he was invincible unless you shot, like, the perfect spot on the back of his ankle. And then someone shot the perfect spot on his ankle, and then he ended up losing all the battles.
That's crazy. So, Reagan, you said you like school, unlike your sister. What's your favorite thing about school?
That's the hard part, though. Probably geography.
Okay. What do you like about geography?
I don't know. We're just learning about, like, maps and states right now. And right now we're doing a PowerPoint project on 5 states, and we have to have, like, detail and stuff. And I haven't even gotten to start on that yet because I had unfinished work that a lot of people had.
Guess you probably need to be starting on that, huh?
I already finished it. I finished it at school. Like, she told me to finish it at school. A lot of people have to.
That's good. Now, what do you like the least about school? Or is there anything?
Yes, but my least favorite part of school is probably the food. So lunch. Nasty. And we have lunch so late. That's why it's my least favorite. We have lunch at... Our lunch ends at 1.
Oh, wow.
So late.
What's your least favorite food at lunch?
Pretty much everything.
You know what, when I was in school?
Mm-hmm.
my favorite food that we had was the pizza.
No, our pizza is disgusting. Our pizza, willing, they burned the cheese so badly.
I'm willing to bet that y'all's pizza don't taste nothing like the pizza I had.
Oh, yeah, we're betting that one.
Our cheese, they used to make our cheese like plastic. Like, it used to get so hard, like it was like plastic.
Yeah, like, and now if it got dry, if it got sit out for a little bit, and we, like, did this, it would be so hard. It would be, like, rock solid. One time I tried to bite into it, and my, I can't. It just, like, one part of it got stuck in my tooth, and I was, like, started crying because it hurt so bad.
All right, so, Layla, are you playing any sports this year?
Yes, I'm going to try. I'm going to play softball, and I'm going to try to play basketball and soccer.
Oh. I think basketball season's already over, or it's ending.
Cause yeah, softball, I think it's ending.
Yeah, because I was going to play basketball.
Well, we'll try next year.
Because softball sign-ups are already happening. But I'm only playing this year. I'm playing flag football and softball.
That's cool.
And the good thing is, next year I can play any sports I want.
Why?
Middle school. I can play volleyball.
Oh, yeah. You'll be going in the sixth grade.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be old.
Be going in the fourth grade where we get to meet
Mr. Pedro for Spanish dance.
We're going to do Mr. Pedro for Spanish dance, and then we're going to meet this weather guy.
Oh, Jeff Hanowich.
And we're going to be... like
Jeff Hanowich is from, what, Channel 7 or Channel 10?
I think Channel
7.
I can't remember.
But last year when I was in fourth grade, he taught us about the weather and stuff. And then we all waved at the TV, and Jeff Hanowich was in the middle of all of us, and we all stood there, and we all said, thank you, Jeff Hanowich. And then we were all on TV at 6.
I actually remember seeing that because somebody called me and told me that y'all was going to be on there.
Oh, we were leaving for church that night, too, because it was Wednesday.
Oh.
And then I was like, I'm not leaving until we can see when I'm on TV. The good thing is the church was late that night, too. Like, it didn't start.
Yeah.
For some reason. Because normally it starts around 6 to 6:20, and we got there at, like, 6:30 or 6:45 or something like that.
The embarrassing thing was, so... last year we didn't meet Jeff Hanowich last year, but last year we were in second grade, and we were in library. And then Jeff Hanowich was in there, like, we got to see him, and, well, we didn't get to interact with him, but these two kids just decided to fight, and my friends just started going crazy about everything, and then, because... one of the people that were fighting was one of my best friend's brother, and she was like, what are you doing?
What was they fighting about?
So we have a counselor, and they were
Ms.
in,
Roy.
Yeah, Miss Roy, and, she... we're just going to call my teacher, Miss Linda, and the counselor. And Miss Linda, she was in there with these two people, and like, because they got in a fight, and then they just started beating each other up in the library systems. And Jeff Hanowich was in there, so they had to apologize. Like, they had to apologize to him.
Oh, and, I remember hearing this last year.
And it was my friend's brother that was doing all of this. So she was like, what are you doing? And then, like, because I saw it happen. Like, we were in library.
That's not good at all.
Not at all.
And little bad
they were just,
kids.
Like, it wasn't just, like, a word talking fight. Like, they started throwing hands.
Oh, wow.
Like, the police officer, the principal, other police officer, another police officer, the counselor. It was the guidance counselor, the assistant principal. It was everyone. Ms. Zachary had to come.
That's crazy. So, how was Reagan? How was your Christmas?
Good.
Did you get a lot of good stuff?
Yeah, I got a walkie-talkie.
You did?
Yeah, from you.
From me.
And then we got these headphones for our Nintendo Switch. And actually, they're right here. But I got blue ones, and they have a microphone, and I play with my friends, and my friend from school, we're going to play. I have to get his Fall Guys name, and then we're going to play Fall Guys on a Switch.
What did you get, Layla?
I got the walkie-talkie, the lights you gave me. So the lights he gave us was like this globe thing, and it would like spin around. You can change colors. And when I play music, and the creepiest thing happened, I turned mine off, and then Reagan's was off too, and mine turned back on by itself, and then I unplugged it. It turned on for a second.
It was because our remotes, because we have the same thing, so we were in the living room. We were at two completely different plugs. I was at the side of the couch, and Layla was at the window where the love sack is, right?
Right.
She plugged hers in, and mine was plugged in. I cut mine off, and it cut hers on. She cut hers off, and it cut mine on.
And then I unplugged mine, and it did, like, the flash of music, like, ding. And then it went off. I was like, Mom.
What did it do?
It was like, ding, doing the music. And I was like, Mom, this item is cursed.
She literally said that.
What else did you get, Lay?
My headphones, they are purple with a mic. And they have like these little metal things on the side. Like, it kind of looks like a disc.
Like when the DJ
does that. Yeah, when the DJ. Yeah.
All right. What was your, Reagan, what was your favorite gift? What gift did you like the most?
That's hard. I got a lot of stuff.
Do you have a favorite?
Mm-hmm. Actually, I have three favorites because it was really funny. So I got Layla gifts and she got me gifts, right?
Yeah.
I wanted to get her a lipstick set and a hairbrush, right? Right. So Mom went to get her that. And then she ended up buying Layla some earrings because she doesn't have a lot. I brought Layla the blue, you know the teal hairbrush we have? Mm-hmm. I bought her that. She bought me one. She bought me the same hairbrush. I bought her lipstick. She bought me lipstick. And then I bought her earrings. And she bought me earrings. We bought each other the same stuff.
And then we were all like, what is happening? And then our Grammy, she gave us these makeup kits. So it's like,
oh, it's really
a
cool
box,
and it has a mirror.
It opens, and then you pull it out. There's like a little brown eyeliner, some lipstick, highlighter, blush, and orange and red, and no orange, brown, and pink on the bottom. If you just want to do something, they have these little brushes built into it.
So it's like a makeup palette, but it's normal. It opens up, but then it has this little like thing, and it opens up, and it's got like a drawer in it,
basically. Like,
it's super cool.
That sounds pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. I actually use it a lot. One of the lipsticks Layla got me on.
Yeah, she used all of it. So,
I kind of filled it up with another lipstick that I've had for over a year.
Did y'all when New Year's came? Did y'all stay awake?
Yeah, we tried, but then Mom said it was getting really late because it was like 10:30, and it was late because normally we go to bed at like 8:30.
Right.
And then me and Reagan, we stayed. Actually, Mom, if you're hearing this, we're sorry, but we stayed up
later.
We stayed up later than you told us. Like, we stayed up for like 2 more hours.
No, we didn't.
Or like an hour.
Layla, we didn't even stay up. I went to sleep and you went to sleep, but it took us like an hour to fall asleep.
Yeah, so
that's what she means by staying up later.
And then, first, I want to make a shout out to Mom. I love you, Mommy.
Okay.
Me just standing here like.
Did Did y'all do anything cool over the summer?
To be honest, I don't really.
We went to Defy and we got some slushies in them.
Over the summer? No, we didn't. Defy wasn't open in the summer. We go camping at this campground. We went to Tennessee and we go to our pool.
Yeah, that's where we remember when I was telling you last night. That's where we got Golden Corral because Jaylen's
grandparents.
I mean Jaden's grandparents. We went to Golden Corral with them. Their food is so good. I love their mac and cheese.
You said Jaden. It's Jaylen.
Golden Corral bangs.
Yeah, I swear
I just
want
to make that clear.
I swear I never.
Their cheesecake is good.
You've been there many times.
Their cheesecake is really good.
Yes, it is.
But I've never been to Popeyes.
And then I like their strawberry shortcake one.
Yes, you have.
No, I haven't.
You haven't been, but you've had the food before.
I've had a piece of a biscuit, I think.
Well, whose fault is that?
Deja's. She only brought home biscuits.
She literally just like. Probably like bought biscuits and she brought them home. And they the funny good. Thing was, we made like bacon and eggs and we just
we put them on the Popeye biscuits.
Cause like I'm really good at cooking. Don't get me wrong. Like I can make pancakes.
Ooh, so can I.
And like so we do these confetti pancakes.
Yeah.
So it's where we put the batter in and do all of that, and then we pour sprinkles in it. Mm-hmm. And then when we're done, we put we put whipped cream. Maybe
sprinkles.
Some fruit, like if you want, and like blueberries and strawberries, and we put like whipped cream on it, and then we top it off with some more sprinkles.
Normally,
it sounds really good.
Normally, we started doing that last year on Layla's birthday.
And if we do have it, we use chocolate syrup.
Last year for Layla's birthday, Mom started, she made that, and then I asked her for my birthday if she would make the same thing, and then we both got these pancakes, and I had a friend over, so we had a lot of pancakes, and it was really good. I had like 3 or 4. That was good.
What's your favorite thing to cook for yourself, or for anybody? What's your favorite thing to try to cook?
To try and cook? So, like, with no success being okay.
You got to try.
Goat cheese. That's the only thing I can make, or eggs.
I can't make pancakes though,
because a pancake is basically a grilled cheese. You just let it cook, and you flip it over, and you let it cook, and you put it on the plate, and then yum yum yum.
I think you got it.
One time I tried to make an egg omelet.
One time I made a sunny side up egg. If that counts as something being good. That's good.
I tried to make an omelet for Mom because she was sick.
Yeah.
And I tried to make an egg omelet, and then I got this like fancy like wine-ish looking glass, and then I poured some water, I put some ice, and then I poured some lemon into it. I gave her a straw. It was so cute. And then we got Mom some waffles. We put some whipped cream. And we put some sprinkles
on it. She
ate that. And then
no, we didn't put the sprinkles
on
it.
No, we just
put the whipped cream on the side in case she didn't want it.
Yeah, because she wasn't feeling so good, so we didn't.
Well, that was nice.
Yeah, we stood up all morning making it. So.
You did.
It was like at like 3, and then like we woke up.
Not in the morning.
Not in the morning, because Mom was feeling really bad in, like, the afternoons and stuff, and she had a fever, like, a lowish but highish fever, so we started making her stuff, and then I got her a warm rag, put it on her head, and then me and Reagan got her some of that tea. So, like, this tea is supposed to help with your head when it hurts.
No,
throat. Because her throat was hurting. So we have this tea stuff. It's like lemon tea. And it's supposed to help with your throat. So we made that for Mom. And then we made her some coffee. Because she wasn't feeling so good. And she didn't want to get out of bed. So
I'd say that was really nice of y'all to do that. What's your favorite thing about this new year?
Probably trying to set my New Year's resolution to come over here more often, definitely.
That was your New Year's resolution?
Yes!
Really?
I really barely... really gonna go anywhere here, cause like I wish I could just skip school, come here with you, and just go.
No, there'll yes. be no skipping school. What about you, Ray?
When I'm a teenager, please, I'm just gonna skip school. Like, mm-mm. Can I take mom's car while she's at work, and if she leaves her keys in the car, I'd just be like, they see me rolling, they hate it. Alright.
What about you, Reagan?
I think my favorite thing about this year's actually a good, fun year for some reason. I don't know why. But I like this year because I'm 11 and I'm not 10 and I don't have zero in my age anymore.
Let me tell y'all
and
something.
And I'm a big girl and I'm almost in sixth grade. I'm excited for that.
Let me tell y'all stuff that's been going on in school. So, this boy thought that So he said, I was like, yes, we get to play basketball. He's like, he said, you're not playing with us. And I said, so it's either you're afraid to lose to a girl or you're just being rude. And he was like, oh, you wouldn't want to try me. And I said, I'll try you. And then we did out. And guess what? I made the winning shot. And guess what the score was?
What?
2-14.
The girls.
That's
won.
Just surprisingly bad.
The girls had 14.
I was like, sorry for your loss, but buddy boy, we won. We took that champion. And
yeah,
he was
that's
like,
that's a pretty big score difference.
Yeah, because he said, I was like, so, you just like girls don't play basketball? Because you got that wrong. Because Deja, didn't Deja play basketball? Mom? My friends play basketball as a girl. And I was like, this girl is going to beat you, and the only thing you're going to be seeing is me winning. And then we actually won because, it was, 10, and then I made, 2 shots, and then I made the last final shot because it was, 2-14. It was 2-14, and I was like, so what do I get now? And I was like, I'll think about it. I'll take the whole year of you being nice to me and not saying girls can't play basketball anymore. But
well,
that's
good. You stood up for yourself and sound like you had a good game on top of that.
Yep. And then he was bullying me and calling me, rude names. And guess what my friends did? They were like, why are you bullying her when you always cry when you get bullied and now you're bullying other people?
Well, you don't let people bully you.
No, I didn't. I said, don't bully me, because that's just going to get yourself in trouble. And then he called me a burnt cockroach. I was like,
a burnt cockroach?
Yeah. I was like, at least. Because one time he called me a dog. And I was like, thank you, because.
Spell dog backwards.
Backwards. It's. You obviously get that. So.
Well, don't. Don't let nobody bully you, because
no,
I
don't
want to have to come punch a kid in the face. So
you're not
no,
going to.
No, hold on. This is what I would do. I would be like, blah, because big blah, blah. And I'd be like,
phew, wait.
You know, can't nobody see you, right?
Huh? Yeah.
Anyway.
That's a good thing. I'm not wearing.
Excuse me. So. We gonna wrap it up. This has been fun. So, Reagan, if you could tell anybody some really good information for this year, what would it be?
Be yourself and do what you do normally.
Okay.
Mine would be, don't let people bully you or bring you down. You're perfect just the way you are.
No.
That sounds like something I was about to say.
Do it sound like what you was about to say?
You're like, be who you. And I was like, be.
Well, look, I'm really glad y'all got to be on here.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody got to hear y'all. Mm-hmm. So now y'all understand what I be going through.
Yep. Oh,
but.
Wait. Did we make you go
we
through
do
this?
Appreciate you coming on, both of y'all.
Yay.
So, as for me, my baby Reagan, my baby Layla, I'ma holler at
as far as I'm concerned, this shit is over.